Hello, welcome. Welcome to the Missy Show. It is Saturday, March 22nd. I believe that's today. Is that right, Dee?
I think that is.
Okay. We're a little off this afternoon. Please excuse us, but we're very happy to be here with you again. And I'm happy.
I'm here, everybody.
Yay! I actually have my co-host here with me, so we are on the Missy Show, and we're coming at you live. We were on last week, but that was sort of a test episode, so a lot of people didn't get to hear it, and it's a good thing it was a test because you weren't there, were you, Dee?
I was not there. I was there in spirit. You couldn't hear me, but I was there in spirit saying, I'm here. I'm in the queue. I'm here. I'm in the queue.
Well, you know what? I think it's actually kind of working now. I don't see any callers yet, but now it's actually showing. So maybe it was, like you said, because it was a test episode last time.
Yeah.
But at any rate, welcome to the Missy Show, the show about my adorable tortoiseshell cat, which is just a fancy way of saying she's a calico cat.
She's a diva.
Yes, a true diva. And she's laying in the floor right now, stretched out. And listening to everything that we're saying. She's 5 years old, and, you know, I've had her for a while, and she's my baby, and this is my show about her.
Yay.
Our topic today is about pets, past and present, the ones that we presently have and the ones that maybe we've had and no longer have, whether they ran away or went on to a special place. So that's what we're talking about today. What do you want to say about that, Dee?
Well, you know, I love the cats. You know, I'm an animal person altogether. But you know, if I had to go out and pick a pet, it would probably be a dog. No offense to the cat lovers, but I'm a dog girl. I've had a cat actually. We had a cat for a little bit, for a short period of time. We had a cat. She sort of picked us, and she would come visit us when she wanted to, and sort of like meow at the door, and we would let her in, and she would come in and just stay for however long she wanted to stay, and then she would leave, and she'd go back to her house, and then she would come back, you know, a couple of weeks later. So I have actually had one cat for a pet, actually, in my life. I just thought about that. I had a cat before.
Did your cat have a name?
You know what? We didn't name her. I was just trying to think about it. Did we name her? She was a big cat. She was a big cat, but I think we just called her and she. I don't know if we actually ever gave her a name.
So, her and she.
Her and she. Here she comes. There she is. Open the door. She's out there. Who? The cat? So that's kind of what we called her. I don't know if we ever gave her a name. I'm not sure. I don't think we did, though. I don't think we gave her a name. But we loved her. You know,
yeah, I guess that doesn't matter. You fed her.
Yeah, she showed up, and she sort of showed up like all the other pets in our life kind of showed up at our house. They just kind of like would drop by and never leave, or they would just come to visit. So I've actually had a cat. I'm happy to say that. I've had a cat.
Okay, well, you've had a cat, and you've had some dogs, because when you start talking about the cat showing up, you made me think about another special friend that you had who sort of showed up in your life who is no longer with us, but we don't know what became of him.
What do you, are you talking about the infamous Blackie?
we're talking about Blackie now. Tell the world a little bit about Blackie, if you don't mind.
Well, you have to know about my family's relation to all the pets we've had in our lives. We've never actually gone out and gotten pets. Except for one, which was Boomer, my baby, my love of my life. All the other pets that have come into our life kind of showed up at our house. They kind of picked us. We didn't really pick them. And Blackie was kind of a, I don't know, would you say he was like a retriever? I want to say he was like a retriever-Labrador mix or something like that. I'm not really sure. He was just kind of a bear-y, kind of a big husky kind of a dog.
And he had a gorgeous coat.
He was gorgeous. He was black, and he was shiny, and he was just gorgeous. And he actually showed up on our doorstep, and it's kind of sad, actually, how he came to be a part of our family. He showed up, and when he did, we noticed that he had, like, a cut under his neck, almost like somebody was trying to slice his throat or something or whatever.
Aww.
So he kind of showed up, and you know, we were like, what in the world is going on? And we kind of tended to him and brought him back to health, and he just kind of became a part of the family. And he stuck around, and he was here for, like, many, many years. Blackie was our family pet for many, many years. You know, he was fed and washed and everything, and we would give him haircuts and all kinds of things. So Blackie was, and you got a chance to meet Blackie. You got a chance
to
meet
Blackie. Yeah, I got a chance to meet Blackie during the tail end of, you know, him being a part of y'all's family, and I just remember he was a very colorful character, and I just remember pulling up in y'all's yard a couple of times and him attacking my tires.
He wasn't fond of the car tires. He just wasn't fond of, he liked you. There were some people that he just didn't like. He didn't want them coming in the yard. He was territorial. You know, either he liked you or he didn't. So he didn't. It wasn't against you. It was against your tires. He liked you. It was your tires.
Okay, it was the tires. It wasn't me. Okay, I won't take it personally, man.
Yes. Do not take it personally. He loved you.
And you know what? I love him, too. I didn't get to know him for a very long time, but I felt a bond with him. And I don't know. I just remember that picture that you had of him sometimes, and I could just hear the song playing, I Will Remember You, and it just makes me think of him, you know.
It's my baby. You know, he was sort of like a mystical soul. He was very quiet in nature, you know. He was, when he first came, he was kind of a puppy. You know, he was a big puppy, but he was a puppy.
Yeah.
And but as he got older, he became like the wise old soul kind of a thing. And he was like mystical in nature. And even when he departed, he was sick in his last, you know, couple of weeks, years, months, however you want to put it. And so when Blackie left us, it was, you know, he kind of just walked and went away. And we never saw him ever again. So it was one of those things where it was almost like, was he really here or was he not? You know, it was kind of mystical. He was just, you know, one of these kind of, I don't know, he was a spiritual being that came into our
life. It sounds like he was. It really sounds like it, you know. And before we get too deep into the show, I would like to give a special shout out to my boy over in India. Hello, Samir. We miss you. We wish you were here, but we just
want
to say hello to you.
You got to be on the show. You can talk about something.
Yeah, you got to call in, buddy. I know you've had a pet sometime during your lifetime. Yeah, you got to call in. You got to do that. But we just wanted to give you a special shout-out. So if you're listening back at the show later, it'll probably be somewhere around the 22-minute mark. So, well, not 22 minutes. We're 8 minutes in. Yeah. So we got 22 more minutes to go, I should say. Yeah. For me, other than Missy, well, there were two mystical dogs that sort of just showed up in my life, too. I remember shortly after my grandfather died, these two real pretty black dogs showed up. They had these real pretty coats, sort of just like Blackie. One of them had a curly coat, and one of them just had the sleek, real shiny, just straight coat. And I remember I named the dogs Practical and Percy. And they were brother and sister team. And
I don't know if I've ever heard of this story. I did not know this.
And I don't know if I've ever shared it with you, but Practical was the boy. And oddly enough, when I was a child, I thought Percy was a female name. So I named the girl Percy. And they stayed around for many years, you know, and they just seem to have shown up after my granddad passed away. And, you know, Percy, unfortunately, after a few years, she passed away. Mm-hmm. And the odd thing is, when mom's yard, her brother Practical would keep digging her up.
Oh,
so that's kind of morbid, but I mean, it was just sort of weird. I guess he missed her so much, and every time my mom would bury her, he would dig her back up. And I think eventually he finally stopped, you know, and we had him for a good while longer. I can't exactly remember what happened to him, but I just remember he followed me to the bus stop every morning.
Uh-oh.
So that was an interesting story, but I liked them a lot. And I remember he'd get angry with my mom when she would comb my hair. She'd sometimes comb my hair out on the front porch, and I would cry because I was really tender-headed, and he would get upset.
He was protective, but they are, you know. Our pets are protective. When they bond with somebody, they want to take care of them. They want to, you know.
Yeah, and that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't take offense to it. She knew that, but just sometimes when he'd get to growling a little too much, she'd be like, okay, we need to go in. Missy, don't you step on the keyboard? Missy's over here now trying to participate in the show. She's trying to step on my keyboard.
The Miss, the diva, the legend.
This show is about you. This show
it's
is about
you, Missy. Because we love you so much, Miss.
That's right. That's right. And a special shout-out to Maggie and Nicole. Special shout-out to them.
Yes, they are my sister's wonderful children, Maggie and Nichols. Maggie is a Cocker Spaniel. Nichols, we're not really sure what Nichols is. Nichols is about the size of a nickel, and his original name was Tanner because he has kind of a tannish kind of a coat, but
I never knew that.
Yeah, his original, actually, you know what? I don't know if you ever told your story how they actually got Nichols. Maggie was the first dog they had. Maggie's a Cocker Spaniel, and she kind of belongs to my sister. My sister has her boyfriend, and he wanted a dog, and so he decided to go get him a dog, and he was looking on eBay and found Nichols on eBay.
Wow.
Nichols was an eBay dog. He was the last of the litter. And he was sort of the runt of the litter, which probably will explain the size of him because he is a tiny little something. And they kind of saw him on eBay, and he bought him, and they went out and picked Nichols up, and he became a part of the family. And Nichols is just a character in itself. You just never know what he is going to do or where he is going to be or anything. Maggie is sort of laid back. She is like Miss Independent. She is another diva. She is definitely a diva, to say the least. But Nichols is he's just happy to be a part of the world. He's just happy to be in the room with you and breathing. That's all he wants to do is just be in there with you. You don't have to give him anything. Just let me be here with you. So, shout out to Maggie Nichols.
Hey, what up, Maggie Nichols?
Yes, they live in
You
town.
Know what? We got to get your sister to call in one day.
Oh, that would be awesome, because... First, we would have to explain to her exactly what's going on. And it's a radio show about what? And we're talking about what? Okay.
It's the Missy Show, and this episode is about pets, but the whole category is about pets anyway.
Yes,
and Missy has now gotten bored, and she's walked away. Missy's like, I've had enough now.
She's like,
we've got a caller. We have a caller.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're gonna add this caller. Let's see what's going on here.
Cool.
Let's see. Let's see if this will work. Okay, I don't think he's added at this point. Hang on.
Come on, caller. We really want
caller, to call. Are you there? No, he's not. Let's see. Let me. Okay. Hey, it won't let me add in.
Oh, caller, I know you can probably hear us.
Yeah, I know he can hear us. Caller, I know you're in the queue. I'm trying to bring you in. I actually see you this time, but let's see. Okay, he's on. He's on. Ooh. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yay!
Hello?
Welcome to the Missy Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Derek, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Well, hey, Derek from Los Angeles.
Derek.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Derek, you are our first official guest. We are so honored to have you.
Well, I'm glad to be on the show. I'm glad to be on the Missy Show. And I just wanted to let y'all know, just in case there's a disconnection or something on my end, it sounds like there's a little bit of delay. It may be because I'm so far away.
Okay.
That's no problem.
No problem at all. So tell us your pet story, Derek. What's going on?
Well, I have a cat. She's a female cat, but I call her mostly by male names, like Poor Male, and sometimes I call her Lester.
Lester. That I like. Not going to ask any questions, but that I like.
Yeah, we'll leave that one alone.
Well, it's just a way to be different.
Well, okay. Okay, how old is your cat?
My cat is about 6 years old. And some people, when they look at her, you know, they tell me that she's still a kitten. But, you know, she has this gourd underneath her, you know, under all that, that hair, and it kind of reminds me of mine. So, you know, that may be where the name comes from.
Okay. Okay. Well, she kind of sounds similar to Missy. You know, Missy is very round, and, you know, she sort of, she has the body build of a pig, you know, I've been told. But
cool. You know what? His body can be sexy in cat land, in cat area.
Okay.
Well, that is awesome. That is so cool. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Dee. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask, does he have any, like, interesting pet stories? I always love my dogs, and I can just think of just specific stories that I can think of that they might have done or just, you know, you have any interesting pet stories you want to share with us?
Well, sometimes I think poor male is really trying to have a conversation with me, and, you know, and I'm pretty sure with y'all having cats before or presently, you know that they somehow, they just have this way of getting on your schedule, and it just seems like they already know what you're going to do before you do it. And so I remember just in the very beginning, I had only had her for a couple of weeks, and it seemed like she got on my schedule very quickly, and she knew about 3 minutes before my alarm clock was going to go off in the morning, she knew that it was time to jump into bed and wake me up. And if I didn't, if I didn't move or respond, she would put that paw on me, or she would put her little wet nose in my face, and then my eyes would pop open, and then it was like she was saying, "It's time for you to get up because it's time for you to feed me."
Yeah,
and I didn't realize.
That's what I was gonna say. It's probably time to eat.
And I didn't realize that what I had done was, I guess, like human babies, they watch you. And so whatever you do in the beginning, you kind of have to keep doing it because they become accustomed to it. And she became accustomed to the time that I was going to get up. And by the time my feet would hit the floor before I could get in my house shoes, she was being very vocal, and she would go to the door, and then she would turn around and look at me with that sideways look like, "Come on." And I would follow her, and then she would fly off to the kitchen, and she would go to where her dish was, and she'd look at it and look at me and turn her head to the side like she was saying, "Come on, you should know this. We do this every morning. What are you waiting on? Are you retarded or something?" So that's my funny story about her. But I was
go ahead.
I was gonna say I was listening to the feed earlier, and I were you talking about dogs or puppies?
Yes, we were.
Yes, when I was a kid, this might be a little off in another area, but I just remember it, you know. We had just regular, you know, outside dogs. I think they sometimes refer to them as mutts, just common dogs. And my dad would always have dogs, and he would just have a dog around, and sometimes the dog would be in the house, and then when they would get too big, they would be outside in the yard, and we always had a fenced yard, you know, so they were safe. And eventually the dogs would mate. But sometimes they were, I guess they were from the same, you know, parents or whatever. And when they would mate, and, of course, the female dog would have the puppies and stuff, and they would be so cute. And I used to remember sometimes when I would realize that she had the puppies, I would come home from school, and she would be, we had a shed house in the back that sat up off the ground. Sometimes she would have them in there. Sometimes they would be in the doghouse. She had a couple of different sets, and I just remembered, you know, I would pull them out, and I later learned that they don't like for you to, you know, to touch the babies, but she would never say anything. She would never bite me anything. I would play with them, and they would have the little pink noses and the little pink paws and stuff, and I would
They're
just
so cute when they're that size.
They are.
Yes.
They're adorable.
Their little paws are all pink, and they haven't kind of roughed them up, and their little breath is all puppy breath. It's so pretty.
Yes. And I used to steal one. I would always pick the runt as my favorite, and I would bring it in the house and have it in my bed, and I would wrap it up in my shirt and stuff, but I would always take it back out before my mom found out, because I knew I would get in trouble if she knew I had brought one of the dogs in. And plus, I would be worried about whether or not it would get hungry and stuff, being away from the mom, you know, and not having nowhere to eat, because his ears would be closed, and you know, the eyes weren't open yet, because it's amazing to me that their eyes stay shut for such a long time. Yeah. And where I was going with the story was, which I was saying was a little bit off in left field, I would get so sad because as time would go on, I don't remember how much time would go on, the little puppies would just start to pass away. And in the beginning, you know, I would be so attached to them and stuff, and I would be so sad, and I would cry, and my mom would tell me, you know, well, you know, go and dig a hole and, you know, bury them. And my stepdad, by this time, would, you know, throw a little lie and suffer, you know, on top of them and stuff, and we'd bury them. And so I guess it was happening so often that after a while, I became annoyed with having to bury them. So, you know, being a kid, now mind you, everybody, Peter, don't come at me. I was a kid.
What did you do, Carla? What did you do, Derek?
when they would pass away, we lived next to a field. And, you know, a bunch of trees, you know, out here in California, you know, the trees can get really, really tall. And, you know, and there was a lot of shrubbery and bushes and stuff, you know, and nobody, as far as I know, went into this field because it was just, for me, an endless field. I would get so tired of having to bury them that I would just put their little bodies over the fence in the bushes.
Okay, and everyone knows that he was just a little kid.
Yes, he was a child. Let's stress this. You were a kid, right, Derek?
Yes, I was a kid. I was in elementary school. I was very, very young.
Okay. Even though I knew a man who was doing that, and he was an adult, and he was doing something like that. But that's another story.
That, you know, really should know better.
Yeah, that's another story. That's one of the episodes.
Yeah, I'm not an animal hater or anything like that. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. But, you know, when you're a kid, you know, and you've been given that task of, oh, well, you know, they're your puppies. You know, you got to go out there and you got to bury them, you know. And so after a while, I don't remember how many sets of puppies she had. I'll say maybe two or three. It didn't happen often. But if they're the dogs can have, you know, 10 or 12, sometimes 14 puppies at one time. So if only five of them, you know, survived the litter, that's a lot of puppies to have to bury. And so you come home from school and find out one of the puppies is laying there in the yard and it's not breathing, and you're like, oh, not again. And I would just be like, and so I don't know, just one day I looked and saw the field and I was like, hey.
Well, you know what? This is a perfect time to pitch the idea about always get your pets spayed or neutered.
Get your pets spayed or neutered. That way you can cut down, as great Bob Barker, Price is Right would say, always get your pets spayed or neutered, cut down on the pet population. And that way you don't have to put your child through this traumatic experience of disposing of the little pet's body.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. But back to cats, you know, cats are very interesting. At first I wasn't a cat person. I actually could probably say I'm still not a cat person, but this cat, Hormel, you know, or Lester, like I said earlier, this is the first, you know, cat that I've had, and I just say that I have been on one experience for these past 6 years. It has definitely been interesting. Sometimes I'm just sitting there and I'm just looking at her and I'm just saying, what in the world are you doing? But the funny thing is, she's looking at me saying the same thing. What in the world
are
you doing?
That's what I was going to say. She's probably saying, what in the world is he doing?
Yes.
I truly believe that they have these thoughts. I used to think about my boomer when he was here with me. I used to think, what is he thinking right now? Because he would give me, you know, there's something going on in that brain. There's something going on, and I'm thinking, what is he looking at me? What is he thinking right now? What is going through his mind right
and
now?
Oh, my gosh. We love Boomer so much. He was such a character. He was just, he was my little boy, too. I know he was your little boy person.
He was
my
baby.
Little boy too.
He was my baby. He was, he was, he was the first pet that we actually went out and actually got. He was a rescue pet. And he was, you know, my baby. We raised him from when he was a small little baby, you know, kid couldn't see, ears were still kind of closed or whatever, and we raised him up completely from a baby up to a full-grown dog. So he was just like, he was more than just a pet. He was like a part of the family. He was a child. He was my child.
How many years did you all have him?
I think we actually had him for close to 16 and a half or 17 years.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know he lived that long. I had no idea.
Yeah, he was here for a while. Boomba was a chow, predominantly chow, and we weren't really sure. They said that the other part was a Cocker Spaniel, but it was just kind of hard to see. When he was a puppy, he did have that kind of wavy hair that the Cocker Spaniels, and he had black kind of coloring mixed in, and it was very wavy, but as he grew, he became more dominantly chowish, if that's a word or whatever, but he became more chowish or whatever, and he didn't have a full black tongue, but he had the spotted black tongue. But when he became very angry, one way to tell he was angry with you was to look at his tongue, because then it would become completely black. So he knew, let me just leave you alone for a minute.
And he was a big guy. He was a really big dog.
He grew, that's because we were originally told that he was going to be a small dog, because that's what we wanted, was a small dog. He wasn't going to be any bigger than, you know, just a mid-sized dog, and boom, it became a horse. So,
so much for that. I've heard of that
before. Yeah. But he was a baby. He was a baby.
Well, I just want to say this before our show does wrap up. Missy alerted me to the fact that there was a spider behind me and pretty close behind me. And during the broadcast, no one knew, but I got up and I had to whack it. I had to kill it. love all God's creatures, but, you know, she alerted me
sometimes
to the fact that it was
behind me. Sometimes some of them nice to go.
Yes, and that was one of them. So maybe later on the broadcast, for those who will be listening to the archives or listening on iTunes, you may hear me whacking something, and if you hear that sound, that's me just killing the spider. Thank you, Missy. I appreciate that.
See,
I don't
Missy
think
is
people
there.
Would be upset
she, you
with
know.
You killing the spider. That you know, I know spiders can't deal with it.
And you know what the neat thing is, because Derek, you were our only caller. We were able to kind of keep you on and include you. You know, because any other time we'd have to, you know, kind of cut you off at a certain point, and this has really been nice. It's really been good.
You were the third co-host. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all. I appreciate it. I didn't know when I called in that I would still be on this long, but I thank you, you know, because I think you all are the first ones that I got to tell that story to about the little puppies and stuff. Oh, and by the way, the mom dog, her name was Frida. Don't ask me where that came from. That's what we called her, Frida.
Frida.
Makes me think of that movie, Frida.
You know, that went through my mind, too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, but actually, we are down now to about 90 seconds left in the show. Thank you so much, Derek, for calling in, and you have a great Saturday, okay?
Thank you. You all do the same thing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I am just so thrilled that you got through, Sister Time. You're on here with me, and we got to do a show together, and we have 60 seconds left. We did it.
I am so happy that I got a chance to actually get through and talk about the wonderful world of pets and owning pets and the great pet stories, and I know that our future shows will probably be different topics, you know. And some might be serious, but we're going to always try to keep it a little lighthearted because, you know, pets are happy beings in our lives, and we want to think of them as that way.
Yes, definitely. And we will soon be scheduling next week's episode. We're not exactly sure what that topic is going to be as of this
point. We never know.
Yeah, we like to be spontaneous, but definitely we will probably be checking y'all out next Saturday, maybe around the same time. We're going to go ahead and get a permanent time. But actually, the counter is ticking on down, and I think we're down to 5, 4, 3. You have a wonderful Saturday. Thank
Bye.
You for listening. Bye.
Bye.
You still there, Skip?